Hello and welcome to Lesson 3, Uncovering Hidden Blocks to Self-Love. Today we're going to go even deeper and we are going to uncover any hidden blocks that might stopping you from truly loving yourself. These might be past experiences, old beliefs, or old emotions that block self-love. Examples of past experiences could be someone abandoning you, or a partner cheating on you, or not receiving the love you needed as you were growing up. Examples of old beliefs could be, I am not good enough, I am not worthy of love, or I don't deserve to be loved. Old emotions could be anger, resentment, fear, pain, and it is very difficult to open your heart to pure self-love with all these unpleasant emotions, with these old beliefs or old stories we tell ourselves are present. So we are going to do a very practical exercise today. I'm going to invite you to make yourself comfortable and to make sure that you're in a quiet space and your notifications are off so you won't be disturbed. And when you find a comfortable position, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths into your heart. Slowing down the rhythm of the breath, making each inhalation and each exhalation a bit deeper and a bit longer. Expanding the chest and the belly with each inhalation, making space for fresh air, for fresh energy. And letting it all out with each exhalation, anything that is no longer serving you. Maybe letting out a sigh, if that feels right. Bringing the awareness to the present moment, to the here and now. Letting go of any irrelevant thoughts. You can pick them up later, but just let them come and go like clouds disappearing in the sky. Starting to bring the awareness within to any sensations, any emotions, any ideas that might be going on for you today. With no judgment, not reacting, not engaging, like you were just an external observer. Continuing to breathe deeply and slowly into the heart. And now visualize yourself loving yourself unconditionally, really loving every part of yourself, respecting your needs, setting healthy boundaries, loving and accepting yourself for who you are, even when you make mistakes, even in the bad days. Forgiving yourself, treating yourself with kindness, with compassion, with gentleness. Breathe in. Loving every part of your being, loving every part of your body. Loving yourself for who you are. Without questions. Without conditions, just loving yourself. Aware of any reactions that might be going on in the body, in the mind. Are there any energies in the body that don't feel quite right? Any parts of the body tensing up, any triggers, any parts of yourself not agreeing with this vision of loving yourself? Any parts of yourself that believe that this is not possible for you? Any inner voices that are not supporting this vision of you loving yourself unconditionally? And just bring your awareness to these energies or to these parts of yourself, like you are an external observer, not engaging, not reacting, just observing what's moving for you. And paying attention to these energies, to these reactions. What is the color? What qualities does it have? Does it feel cold, hot, moving, stagnant? Does it have a shape? Do they have a voice? And if so, what would they say? What are they saying? What would be the emotion associated with it? Just give them space, give them voice. No judgment here. Just invite them to express themselves with love and compassion and kindness. And I'm going to invite you to follow this energy with its qualities or this part of yourself, this inner voice, in however format it's showing up for you. I'm going to invite you to follow it to previous moments in your life where this emotion or belief or sensation was already present. When have you experienced this energy before? If it carries a belief about yourself or others or the world, when did you decide this? If what's coming up for you is that loving yourself is not safe or acceptable or humble, or that you don't deserve it, or any other messages like this, when did you learn that? And just bring your awareness to those moments in time. There might be one showing up very clearly, there might be different moments. Just keep tracking the energy and see where that takes you. And wherever this takes you, if it's taking you to younger parts of yourself, maybe a few years ago, maybe a few decades ago, just let those parts of yourself know, those younger yous know, that you will be back to help them resolve this situation and to feel better about this. And for now, just place a bubble of healing energy around them, whatever color feels right for them, just so they feel safe, so they can start the healing, and let them know that you will be back soon. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask you to bring your awareness back to the present moment, to the here and now, to the space you're in. I'm going to invite you to grab pen and paper and write down whatever came up for you. Maybe you want to shake it off a little bit to get out of those memories. And with no judgment or reaction, just take notes of whatever came up for you, whatever comes to your awareness first. Not thinking if it makes logical sense or not, just write whatever comes to your awareness. And the fact that this is coming up for you is great news. It means that it is ready to be released and to let go of. And for now, just celebrate this work and whatever came to your awareness. In the next lesson, we are going to do a powerful healing meditation to clear these blocks, these old beliefs, these parts of yourselves, these emotions. So if you're ready to do it straight after this, feel free to do it now. If you want to do some journaling or want to integrate this first, you can do it another day, whenever feels right for you. In the meantime, if you have any questions about this course or want to share any insights, please feel free to make a post in the course and I will very happily answer your questions.